Hi, and thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower. Today we are joined with our weekly update with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Leanne, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Sarah. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. Well, today we're going to be talking about the recent headlines that are coming in around the case counts. This is what I want to focus on around tourists coming in, and we're seeing license plates from all over in San Juan Basin Public Health's jurisdiction. Let's talk about how this data dashboard works and how we count cases here and how we don't count cases here.
Thanks for the question. I think it is confusing. One part is that we're a tourist community. The other part is that, you know, we often have workforce, you know, in the summer months and even in the winter months coming in from other locations. So it does get tricky. We have second homeowners. So with all of that, there are some rules in how we count cases. So when someone tests positive for COVID-19, their official case count is in the community in which they reside. So if you are visiting here from elsewhere and you fall ill here, or if you're working here from elsewhere and fall ill here and get a COVID-19 test, we will do a case investigation. And that's how we keep the community safe, by finding other cases, other contacts that you've had, isolating and quarantining. But we don't count you as a local case because you get counted in the area in which you live, where you reside.
And then that department, I think we need to break down what local public health is doing around this tourism component and how far, if somebody has visited Albuquerque and then Farmington and has gone, that all these places are also doing checks, contact tracing on this one person.
Yeah, I mean, if someone is on the move and is, ultimately comes down with COVID-19, and we find that during their potentially infectious period, they were in more than one jurisdiction, then in order to really box in disease and contain disease, best case scenario is we're doing, and we meaning the local public health system, in each jurisdiction that person visited, is doing a case investigation to find out if there are any contacts in that community. So it's not inconceivable that one case could have 2, 3, 4, five jurisdictions all investigating, was this person in this community around other people during their infectious period, and doing subsequent isolation orders, quarantine orders, and testing for people that don't live in their community. If we go back to, early March when we first saw cases in Colorado, one of our very first cases was a skier in Aspen who was in her 20s that lived in Australia. She flew home to Australia. Tests were not widely available in the States yet. She flew home to Australia, got a test, turned out she was positive. And then the case investigation started in Pitkin County, all of the people that she contacted, and it turned into a pretty good sized outbreak. It was one of Colorado's first outbreaks, and the test actually happened all the way on the other side of the world. So that's going to continue to happen as we increase tourism and increase visitors, which is we will test people here that need to be investigated other places. And people will get tests other places that they need to contact us to do case investigations now that they've returned to wherever they came from.
And all this work, I just want to reiterate, for one person, it's a lot of work on local public health.
It is. And that's what we're really hoping to be able to kind of staff up and resource up for as we see safer at home transition to the next phase of reopening the economy. And we've talked about this a lot here, which is stay at home was a very difficult and blunt tool because there were not the right tools to contain disease. Safer at home was the attempt to start introducing things back into the economy, get our lives back to normal somewhat. The next phase of that in Colorado is going to be protect our neighbors. But as we move into these phases, people will be more mobile. People will visit more than one jurisdiction, and people will still potentially have opportunity to spread infection prior to having symptoms. Some people never have symptoms, but they appear to spread infection. So with that, and then there's the other part where some people do have symptoms, but they don't recognize them as COVID. So they're out in the community. So if any of those things happen, you can launch a need for a multi-jurisdiction base investigation. And, you know, it's tricky. And I think that this is part of why we're opening things kind of slowly and carefully, is to build up the infrastructure so that it doesn't overwhelm the system right away.
We had a really big week a couple weeks back with thousands of tests being done, almost doubling what San Juan Basin had done since March, with the Southern Ute Indian Tribe being done, all of these community test spots available. How is all that going now?
You know, it's going really well. It appears as though this community went into stay at home and went into safer at home before we had sort of out of control community transmission. So when we put those orders in the state of Colorado, and San Juan Basin Public Health sort of helped navigate them in this community and then stood up our contact tracing as we found cases, we have been able to do 100% case investigations and 100% contact tracing for any cases that are in our case count, meaning that they reside in our jurisdiction, or they were visitors to our jurisdiction or working in our jurisdiction when they may have been infectious. So with that, we have been adding in a ton of testing, but our test positivity rate is much lower here than other communities in Colorado. So the suspicion is that through just good practices in this community, we have really limited community transmission thus far and remained very, very healthy through this pandemic. The tricky part's going to be as we introduce more tourism, more openings of, you know, the economy, more workforce coming into the community, that the risk will be there for us to start to trend much more like other communities in Colorado and other states that have seen the loosening of restriction lead to increased cases.
We did get an email from a listener that was interested in, as she's been going out and about and noticing that you're getting your temperature checked. She had a personal situation where there was somebody sick in the home, but one of the symptoms that they did not have was a fever. So I got her question was, is it a good measure to get your temperature taken as you're being reintroduced to society again?
You know, it's a great question. And what it is it's a measure. It's a data point. So if you are feverish, right, then we want you to go in and get a COVID-19 test. And we don't want you going to work and going to crowded places, right? The reason we're asking people to take their temperatures is to have this definitive, if you have a fever, here are the things you shouldn't do. But if you don't have a fever, that's not a guarantee that you're not been exposed to COVID or that you could be infectious, right? One of the things we are learning about COVID-19 is that there is potential for pre-symptomatic transmission, meaning before you have symptoms. There's suspicion of asymptomatic transmission. There are people that don't ever show symptoms that can get other people sick. So the reason that we're asking people to cover your nose, cover your face, maintain 6-foot distance, practice good hygiene, hand washing, all of that good stuff, is because, you know, we don't have a perfect answer. Like, if you don't have a fever, you can do these things. It's certainly not that. If you do have a fever, don't do these things. But if you don't have a fever, you know, we still want you to practice good social distancing.
Leanne, is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners here this morning?
Just keep up the good work. This community has done an amazing job of really keeping each other healthy. And as we continue to take steps to reopen the economy, it's going to be just as important as it ever was for us to keep taking the steps that we take as a community. And thank you.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today on our weekly update.